Here's the latest audio research news from the Transmitter. Oregon Primate Center scientists fight proposed sanctuary transition, by Kelly McMurray. Researchers at a National Primate Center in Oregon have formed a grassroots nonprofit coalition to argue against the center becoming an animal sanctuary, a transition the facility's host university has been exploring since February. The group, Oregon Voices for Biomedical Research, launched its first campaign at the end of April. The campaign includes ads on 2 billboards in Beaverton and 51 buses in Portland, as well as social media posts that direct viewers to visit a website with information about the Oregon National Primate Research Center, ONPRC, and the research conducted there. The website outlines the research that could end if the center is shuttered, including projects on fetal brain development, endometriosis, pediatric anesthesia, and gene therapy for inherited blindness. The site also includes a form letter visitors can email to state representatives and other leaders to advocate for keeping the center operating as a research facility. Oregon Voices for Biomedical Research wanted to create a space where we could educate people, provide materials that were based in facts, and have conversations about the ethically complex issue of non-human primate research, says Rachel Walters, research assistant professor of pathobiology and immunology at the ONPRC and co-organizer of the group. Walters studies pediatric infectious diseases and how neuroinflammation caused by HIV affects cognitive development. Macaque monkeys are the best model for this work, Walters says, because their developmental timeline mirrors that of people. The future of the center is currently being ironed out between Oregon Health and Science University, OHSU, which hosts the center, and the U.S. National Institutes of Health, NIH. The NIH funds 7 national primate centers that conduct research, run breeding colonies, and serve as a resource for investigators at other institutions. The Oregon Center receives the largest base grant of $13.7 million. The NIH previously approached OSU about converting the center into an animal sanctuary and winding down research there. In February, the university voted to enter negotiations over this potential change. The approved vote grants the negotiators a 6-month period, ending in August, to work out a deal. The move follows the decision to phase out all monkey research at the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, as reported in November 2025 by Science. The agency has since proposed to relocate hundreds of its monkeys to a sanctuary in Texas. An OHSU representative declined to grant the Transmitter an interview about the sanctuary negotiations and the Oregon Voices group. Negotiations with NIH are ongoing, deliberative, and confidential. No final agreement has yet been reached, the representative said in an email. Until then, Primate Center staff are stuck in limbo. We've been spending a lot of mental energy planning the Plan Bs because we're scientists. We're not going to just wait and see what happens. We have to know, says Akilah McCain, assistant professor of neuroscience at the ONPRC. McCain studies how alcohol exposure during adolescence affects brain development. The terms of the negotiation specify that any agreement must allow current research projects to continue for the duration of existing grants unless renegotiated, according to a press release from the university. But ONPRC faculty do not have tenure or other forms of labor protections, so it is unclear what would happen to labs once their grants run out. The OHSU representative did not answer a question about contingency plans for researchers if the sanctuary transition takes place. This uncertainty has made it difficult to stay productive and to set up collaborations, says Christopher D. Kronk, professor of neuroscience at the ONPRC and Advanced Imaging Research Center. Kronk studies fetal brain development using MRI. Hearing from colleagues who feel the need to plan for the worst makes you wonder if your colleague will be around next year, Kronk says. Even if you come up with your own plan, it just sort of cascades. Potential graduate students who are drawn to OHSU because of the chance to collaborate with the Primate Center have also asked about its future, Kronk says. It was very challenging to answer those questions. Both Walters and McCain say they turned down other job offers in order to start their labs at the Primate Center a few years ago. Now they are wondering if they should try to revisit those opportunities. Normally, a junior faculty would just need to focus on writing grants and publishing papers, and instead, I'm fighting for the right to still be a scientist, Walters says. The Oregon Voices group formed soon after a staff meeting in which ONPRC Director Rudolph Baum shared that the board of directors would be voting on the negotiation process in 6 days. It was a gut punch to pretty much everybody there, because we all strongly believe that the work that we do benefits the public health of America, says Andrew Sylvester, senior staff scientist at OHSU's Vaccine and Gene Therapy Institute, which collaborates closely with the Primate Center. Sylvester studies AIDS and began using non-human primates in his work in 2002 after observing that in vitro work did not adequately model the disease. During the meeting, the people around Sylvester were asking one another what they could do about the vote, he says. And I, at one point, just blurted out that I would get a billboard. Last year, the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, a nonprofit group that advocates for animal-free research, paid for a series of billboards and TV advertisements criticizing the center. The center staff had an emotional need to respond, Sylvester says. I figured I can make that happen. Sylvester put together a GoFundMe page and soon raised more than $40,000 for the effort. A group of scientists, veterinarians, and other primate center staff began meeting to plan how to use the funds and eventually became Oregon Voices for Biomedical Research. It was quite grassroots and organic, Walters says. The ads the group created are on two of the billboards the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine used during their campaign, Sylvester says. For the first few months, navigating the uncertainty of the sanctuary negotiations was a low point and felt impossible, Walters says. But Oregon Voices for Biomedical Research has become an outlet for all of that frustration, because it felt like there was something that we could do. And I do feel very empowered right now. The Oregon Health and Science University employees quoted in this story say the views they express are their own and do not represent the stance of the university. This audio was created using artificial intelligence. Stay up to date with the latest neuroscience news and perspectives at thetransmitter.org. Follow Audio Research News on Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.